Hey everybody, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Stoic Mindset Reset. Ever feel like you're holding all these emotions inside, like a pressure cooker about to explode? It's 2023, right? We're supposed to be open and vulnerable, but sometimes it feels easier to just bottle things up. Well, guess what? That's not exactly helping us thrive, is it? In today's episode, we're diving into the power of creating a safe space for emotional expression. Why? Because allowing ourselves to feel fully the good, the bad, and everything in between is a cornerstone of inner peace and genuine connection. Think about it. When was the last time you truly let yourself feel something without judgment or fear? Maybe it was a moment of pure joy, a surge of anger after a frustrating day, or even a deep sense of sadness during a difficult time. Those are all valid emotions, folks. Holding them back only creates distance between us and ourselves, and ultimately from the people we care about most. Here's the deal, creating a safe space for emotional expression isn't just about finding a quiet corner to vent, it's about cultivating an environment where feelings can be acknowledged, understood, and even embraced. Think of it like building a mental fortress where vulnerability isn't weakness, but strength. It takes practice, commitment, and a whole lot of self-compassion. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you build your own emotional safe haven. 1. Start with yourself. You are the architect of your emotional landscape. Before you can create a safe space for others, you need to cultivate one within yourself. This means learning to identify your emotions without judgment, accepting them as valid experiences, and finding healthy ways to express them. Ever notice how some people seem to have this uncanny ability to just let it out? They don't suppress the feelings, they acknowledge them, process them, and move on. It takes courage to be that open with yourself, but trust me, the rewards are worth it. Journaling, meditation, talking to a trusted friend, these are all fantastic tools for self-exploration and emotional release. 2. Active listening. You know that feeling when someone truly hears you? When they don't just offer solutions or try to fix things, but genuinely listen with empathy and understanding. That's the power of active listening. In a safe space, it's not about interrupting, offering advice, or directing the conversation. It's about creating a container where emotions can be shared freely without fear of judgment. 3. Non-judgmental language. Words have immense power, and when we express our feelings in a non-judgmental way, we create an environment of acceptance and understanding. Think about it. Instead of saying you're being so negative, try something like, "I hear that you're feeling frustrated right now." See the difference? It shifts the focus from blame to empathy and validation. 4. Boundaries are your friends. Creating a safe space doesn't mean we need to be open books 24/7. It's about setting healthy boundaries around our emotional energy. Sometimes, we need time to process things on our own, and that's perfectly okay. Remember, it's not selfish to protect your well-being. 5. Practice makes progress. Just like any skill, creating a safe space takes practice. It's about being patient with yourself and others, making mistakes along the way, and continually learning and growing. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're having a tough day at work. You come home feeling overwhelmed and stressed. Instead of bottling it up or lashing out, you have a partner who creates a safe space for you to express your feelings. They listen without judgment, offer words of comfort and support, and help you process the emotions that are bubbling up inside. That's the magic of emotional safety. It allows us to connect on a deeper level, build stronger relationships, and ultimately navigate life's challenges with more resilience and grace. So there you had it. 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate your own safe space for emotional expression. Remember, it's an ongoing journey, not a destination. Be kind to yourself, embrace the process, and don't be afraid to let those emotions flow freely. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some ways you create a safe space for yourself or for others? Share your thoughts in the comments below and let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, stay strong, stay resilient, and never stop exploring the depths of your own emotional landscape.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.